ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 49 of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya, where Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam gives us an insight to what has taken place into Karbala. And since we are in the month of Muharram, so that's the theme. Now, like I said, the dua itself, the face value, it looks like a dua that you and I would supplicate when we are facing an enemy. When Imam al-Sajjad says it, and we want to reflect it from his perspective, you can see that he's trying to give us an eye into the enemies of the Ahl Bayt, especially during Karbala. So starting from 16 all the way to 19, we have already spoken about when he talks about how the enemies all gathered, how they've sharpened their knives and their swords. They've sharpened the tip of their spears, and they mixed them with poisons. And then the Imam at 20, and he said, وَسَدَّدَ نَحْوِي سَوَائِبَ سِهَامَ, and pointed towards me his straight flying arrows. And we did say that one of the tactics of the enemy was to weaken the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam. Because at times when you look at historical narrations, you can see that when it was one-to-one combat, they would always lose. The Imam alayhi salam would always win when it comes to one-to-one combat. When it comes to Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salam, he was able to defeat, you know, hundreds, and they fled in front of them. And they could not last in terms of fighting one-to-one in front of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam due to their strength and due to their skill. So they weakened them by arrows. Let's take a short break and then we will come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying that these were the tactics of the enemy towards the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam. So the Imam have gave us an insight to their tools that they've used against the Ahl Bayt in Karbala. Again, the Imam alayhi salam in verse 21, he says, وَلَمْ تَنَمْ عَنِّي أَيْنَ حَرَاسَتَ, and not allowed the eyes of his watchfulness to sleep towards me. Meaning that the enemies of the Ahl Bayt, not only they came in numbers, not only they've sharpened their swords, but the Imam's trying to picture them in a way where they just ready to jump at any moment to devour the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam with their tools and their swords. He says their eyes could not even sleep. They just want to attack us. They just want to harm us. And we can see and read that from historical narrations where on the 9th of Muharram, or actually the 8th of Muharram, the army, they marched in towards the camp of Imam Hussein during nighttime, or close to nighttime. And the Imam says to Abu Fadl Abbas, go speak to them, bargain with them, get them to stop until tomorrow. We will fight them tomorrow. Buy us a day because, you know, we want to do other things. And it did. And even at night, the enemies were constantly trying to break into the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which forced the Imam to dig a trench around the camp so people can't cross it, because during the night they would want to do that. So these people were day and night waiting to attack the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So the Imam says, وَلَمْ تَنَمْ أَنِّي أَيْنَ حَرَاسَتَ. He's constantly, his eyes are constantly guarding, trying to see what I do and where I go and how they can attack me. So you can see that historically, the events of Karbala, the Ahlul Bayt themselves were under like constant surveillance by their enemies. Every move, they had a counterattack to it. Whatever the Ahlul Bayt do, these guys would counter it with something, which means that they were determined to massacre and kill the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And the Imam beautifully puts it in these words, that their eyes were constantly guarding us. And which is sometimes, I mean, we can explain this in another way, but obviously it would be too harmful. So let's take a short break and then we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. And in verse 22, the Imam alayhi salam says, وَأَضْمَرَ أَنْ يَسُومَنِ الْمَكْرُوهُ وَيُجْرِي عَنِّي زُعَافَ مِرَارَةَ. That these enemies, not only they wanted to kill us, not only they have sharpened their swords and their spears, not only they have us constantly washed, but they secretly, like deep inside them, they want whatever evil in their heart, they want to see it happen to us. And whatever could happen to be people that makes their life bitter and sad, they want that to happen to us. And that was clearly depicted and manifested in the 10th of Muharram. I mean, I can sit here and go through the events one by one, but obviously that will take a long time. But you can see that whatever hatred they had, it was there. For example, depriving them of water. What purpose would that serve? You already have over thousands and thousands of soldiers. Even no matter how much water they drink, they will still can't fight that much army. Why did you deprive them of water? For example, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he himself, he goes to water to drink, he makes it to the river. And then the man says, how dare you drink while you're tents being looted, and they are not. So you can see how much hatred and how much evilness they had in their heart. And all they tried to do is to bring that pile of hatred and dump it on the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And does it stop there? Of course not. You know, after depriving them of water, after starving the kids, after making the kids in the family witness the horrendous events that happened in Karbala, then they had to come and mutilate their bodies. They have to cut the heads off. And even the innocent infant, 6 month child, had to witness that as well, his head has to be severed, and his mom has to watch it, and his sisters had to watch it, and his aunt has to watch it, and the whole humanity has to watch it. Can anyone explain to why this hatred towards the Ahl Bayt, for what reason? I mean, these are questions that sometimes I myself struggle with. But the Imam alayhi salam, as-Sajjad, in this chapter, he opens the window for me and you to dive in and look at what has taken place. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد.